Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
The rights of the Christian minority, it doesn't look like it's being addressed the way that we'd like to see it addressed. The dialogue that the State Department has entered in with the Egyptian government since the revolution, that needs to continue.
That's Marion Bechet, legal counsel for the Coptic Diocese of Los Angeles, talking about the plight of Coptic Christians in Egypt and those that are emigrating to the United States. Joining us to talk about the ongoing plight of Christians in Egypt, Dr. Serge Trifkovic. He's foreign affairs editor of Chronicles, a magazine of American culture, and author of the book, The Sword of the Prophet, Islam, History, Theology, Impact on the World. Serge, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Good to be with you again, Todd.
Are we seeing a recapitulation, a reenactment of what happened to Christians in Iraq now in Egypt after their revolution?
Yes, except that this time it's happening much quicker than one would have expected, that Mohamed Morsi has shown his true colors literally within weeks from obtaining complete power, and the numbers involved, sadly, are much greater than in Iraq. What happened in Iraq was an exodus lasting between 3 and 6 years since the fall of Saddam, and affecting about 800,000 people. What we're looking in Egypt is a community that not so long ago exceeded 10% of the population. And even with the steady exodus that has been going on in the final years of Mubarak's regime and the first year and a half of the Arab Spring, I believe that we are still looking at 7 to 8 million. If they start departing in significant numbers, and it's already happening, it will exceed the Iraqi tragedy by 7 to 8 times.
So how would you compare the state of Christians in Egypt today under the new regime to that of the Mubarak regime? How would you compare the two?
It's much deteriorated because Mubarak was a secularist, and even though there had been problems with the position of Copts, and very often the authorities were unwilling to intervene when the Islamists would target them, nevertheless, at least in principle and in terms of constitutional protections, they enjoyed equal rights. What is happening now is that Morsi is allowing a constitutional package to be pushed through parliament on the basis of a draft completed by a pro-Sharia team of experts and parliamentary activists. And he's doing this in the full knowledge that not only are the protections for the Christian minority going to be removed, but all kinds of other unpleasant aspects of Sharia are going to be introduced, including the removal of the clause guaranteeing equality between men and women. Now, it's going to be very tough to get the State Department and the U.S. foreign policy establishment to admit that Mohamed Morsi is an Islamist, but the effect of his policy will be to turn Egypt into a society that is based on the Quran and the word of the Prophet, and not on universal principles and propositional guidelines of a democratic society.
Let's take a break right there. Dr. Serge Trifkovic is our guest. He joins us live from Bosnia-Herzegovina. We're talking about the plight of Christians in Egypt.
No gimmicks, no shticks. Just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. Buy the book Liturgy right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at GraceLutheranRacine, that's all one word, .net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues Etc.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the Confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here. Lutheran Catechesis Catechist Edition. A comprehensive guide to catechesis for a Lutheran congregation, including expanded helps on the catechism, a section of catechesis on the table of duties, Christian vocation, and learn-by-heart schedules for the congregation at prayer. Order yours today from the Concordia Catechetical Academy at peacesussex.org.
A Savior Who Is Christ the Lord, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
This child's soft infant flesh will one day be the sacrifice that pays for our sins.
And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the Confession of Peter. You can make a year-end online gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Dr. Sergio Trifkovic is our guest. We're talking about the plight of Christians in Egypt. He joins us live from Bosnia-Herzegovina, and he's foreign affairs editor of Chronicles Magazine of American Culture. Sergio, it sounds like you were saying before the break that Morsi's plan really here is, and how he kind of flies under the State Department's radar, they refuse to acknowledge him as an Islamist, is he lets the open Islamists in the government there, the new government in Egypt, kind of do his dirty work for him?
It doesn't really matter one way or another. What we are witnessing is the Muslim Brotherhood agenda being applied in practice, and what kind of subterfuge he plays. And for next Saturday, he's planning some kind of national consultation meeting. And lo and behold, he invited the newly appointed Coptic Pope to attend, but he declined. Because it's really a charade, and it would be ridiculous to assume that the State Department does not realize what's happening because a person within Morsi's circle is formally or informally appointed or not appointed. What we know is happening is because, as they say, you know, the fruit of the pudding is in the eating. Morsi is doing what he had promised to do to his inner core of supporters, and unfortunately, the fundamental issue is that in the Muslim world, democratization means one man, one vote, once on a one-way street to Sharia, and the decline of rights for everybody else. The democratic concept is intricately linked to the Christian worldview. To the sense of giving God what is God's and giving Caesar what is Caesar's. The separation between mosque and state is simply not possible in Islam because it is a total, not only world outlook, not only religion masquerading as political ideology, but a blueprint for day-to-day life and a total political and legal submission to the code of Allah, as defined not only by the book of prophets' revelations or the hadith, the collections of his doings and sayings, but also by their contemporary zealous, fanatically zealous, politically motivated leaders in the Muslim world. The United States has chosen to side with them. We've seen the results in Benghazi on 11th of September of this year, and I'm afraid that we will see something similar in Syria if Bashar al-Assad falls, where, by the way, even though the overall number of Christians is smaller, the percentage is even higher than in Egypt.
Dr. Serge Trifkovic is foreign affairs editor of Chronicles, a magazine of American culture, author of the book The Sword of the Prophet, Islam History, Theology, Impact on the World. You can find out more about this book and Chronicles magazine at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Serge, thanks for being our guest.
It was my pleasure, as always.